Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 9th of September, and right now it's cloudy outside here in Auroville on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts overcast with a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Temperatures between low of 26 to high of 32 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 37. Westerly winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour shifting to the south in the afternoon, and chance of a rain is on 70%. Later on we can expect overcast with thunderstorms. Winds from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of a rain is on 90% with the rainfall amount near 0.6 mm possible. Morning humidity was on 75 and it will drop on 61% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 14%. Today is Sri Ganesh birthday, and Ganesh, also known as Ganapati and Vinayaka, is a widely worshipped deity in Hindu pantheon. Although he is known by many attributes, Ganesha's elephant head makes him easy to identify. Ganesha is widely revered as the remover of obstacles, the patron of arts and science, and the deva of intellect and wisdom. As the god of beginnings, he is honored at the start of rituals and ceremonies. Ganesha is also invoked as patron of letters and learning during writing sessions. Several texts relate mythological anecdotes associated with his birth and exploit and explain his linked iconography. Ganesha Chaturthi is the Hindu festival celebrated on the birthday rebirth of Lord Ganesha, the son of Shiva and Parvati. It is believed that Lord Ganesha bestows his presence on earth for all his devotees during this festival. It is the day when Ganesha was born. Ganesha is widely worshipped as the god of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune, and traditionally invoked at the beginning of any new venture or at the start of travel. On Wednesday, 11th of September at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone is General Meeting on Proposed Large Land Exchange in Auroville's Northeastern Grand Belt. The Land Matter Task Force LMTF is currently considering a large exchange of land in the Northeastern Green Belt. In this general meeting, the LMTF would like to present the various aspects of the proposed exchange to the community, as well as answer questions and add clarity where necessary. This information sharing aims to enable the community to come to an informed opinion on the proposed land exchange. The LMTF with Resident Assembly Service will organize follow-up meeting if required by the community. Negotiation on this exchange will only begin if the community agrees with the proposed exchange. Community agreement will be determined either as per Resident Assembly decision-making policy or by consensus at the general meeting and subsequent feedback period or in Resident Assembly decision-making process. Before the general meeting, residents are invited to participate in interactive question and answer sessions. That includes maps and members of the LMTF available to answer questions regarding this particular land exchange proposal. We still got a chance to do it today, tomorrow and on Wednesday in Town Hall on the first floor ABC Open Office between 10 to 12 in the morning, and tomorrow between 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. and on Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. And two of LMTF members are publicly available to give information and answer questions on the exchange. But for any other questions and suggestions, we are asked to contact LMTF at auroville.org in, and also document is available in a hard copy. You can contact them the same way, or we can call Tine on 9843984181. On Saturday, 14th of September, community is invited to a presentation from the entry service, which would like to invite everybody interested to come to a presentation they will be doing on the entry process, the role of entry service, as well as sharing data and figures of the past year applicants, newcomers and Auroviliens. After the presentation will be also time for questions and answer. Next open platform meeting will be on Monday, 16th of September at 4:15 at the Unity Pavilion International Zone. And suggested agenda is brief report of entry task force, brief report of selection process, study group by Jaya, selection of the next topic, and fourth and last, mandate and selection of the Matemadia executive. More detailed agenda will be published in the coming news and notes. Pipa Mukherjee of Kodaikanal International School will be conducting individual college counseling session at Future School on Friday, 20th of September afternoon and all day Saturday, September 21st. She's very knowledgeable about opportunities in India and abroad. There will be no cost for us, and if you would like to schedule a session, we need to stop at Future School and add our name to the sign-up sheet there. If you got any questions, we can contact Aralys at 763-965-5954. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was a screen film on Buddhism. In many ways and forms, Buddhism is understood and practiced, and they show some conscious approaches and practices. At Cinema Partizan Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian biography drama history, Vagabond, made in India 2013 by writer and director Bala. And tomorrow they will screen Italian drama Dormant Beauty, which was made in Italy in 2012 by director Marco Bellocchio. And on Wednesday we can see a culture film Le Sacre du Printemps, a constitution of Nijinsky choreography in 1913, made in Russia in 2008 by director Denis Coyote. And the mother wrote, "The whole creation speaks of the divine to him who knows how to hear within his heart." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.